Welcome, and once again, thank you for listening. Today's podcast is titled Letting Go. It's part of the Fix Your Crown series that I've just started. Letting go is one of the hardest things to do in life. You often see babies clinging on to their favorite toys and their favorite blankets as they grow up. Well, as adults, we also cling. We cling to things. We cling to people. We cling to places. We cling to organizations. We cling. And that's because there's a comfort that comes in clinging. There's a sense of belonging that comes with clinging. Sometimes we cling because we fear change. And you find that most of the time that the things we cling to are the very things that are causing us harm. The things that are causing us stagnation, a stalling of our progress. Now in today's episode, I'll be speaking to letting go of your past. Yes, you've made mistakes, but it's time to let go. I'll be speaking to letting go of things that have hurt you. Letting go of toxic relationships. Letting go of dead situations. It's time to let go. It's time to let go to hope again. It's time to let go so that you can dream again and so that you can live again. Behold, I do a new thing, says the Lord. Letting go. So I ran my hands through my hair one Saturday night. It was in May, sometime in May, during the initial lockdown that we had. I felt my hair and it was dry and unhealthy. I got very frustrated. I had been treating my hair since around February, when it had initially been damaged when I was at the salon. But the funny thing is, the more I treated it since February in the hopes that it would recover, the more it seemed to do the opposite. It frustrated me greatly. And I remember one night I even cried, like actual tears, because I was just like, what is going on with my hair? For decades, I guess I'd believed that without long hair, I would look like a boy. So I clung to my hair. It was my confirmation of my femininity. But one night, I was meditating on a word about restoration when I had an aha moment. Like, I call them my aha moments because it's like I'll have this really, really great word that brings revelation to me. So with this aha moment, it led me to take a pair of scissors and I headed to the bathroom. It was late at night and everybody was sleeping. And I stood in front of the mirror and I started cutting all the damaged hair off. So with that word of restoration, what I had learned was that sometimes restoration can only come when we remove or cut away things or places or people that are causing the damage. Your hopes and your dreams are sometimes locked in the ability or the power or the choice that we make in letting go. So yeah, so I cut my hair. And the funny thing is, all of that which I was so scared of in terms of my femininity, it didn't go away. It didn't die away because of cutting my hair. It was just in my mind. So likewise, in today's episode, as I'm speaking to letting go, I'm challenging us to let go of dead relationships, let go of our past mistakes, and letting go of our failures. Some things cannot be resuscitated, to be honest. My hair couldn't recover with the damaged hair on it. Sometimes you just need to let go. You kind of need to hold a memorial service for the things that you're clinging to, and then just bury them and move on. Of course, it will be painful, and yes, it will be scary. But once you let go, restoration can truly begin. The thing is, sometimes fear paralyzes us into believing that our life will fall apart when we let go. Like I said, I was convinced I would lose my femininity once I cut my hair, but I didn't, and I don't look like a boy. So, to that person out there who's made mistakes, yes, you've made mistakes. Yes, you failed in the past, but don't let that, and you shouldn't let that define your present. You need to let go of the past so that you can live. I know someone out there is literally living and holding their breath also because they're scared that people will find out about some secret that they've been holding. That secret is imprisoning you. You need to forgive yourself and let it go. You deserve to live. Or maybe you're in a toxic relationship, and all that it does is drain you of your energy, your confidence, and your self-worth. Honey, Jesus died for you to live on the cross, not for you to internally die because of failed love. The cross was and will continue to be all the love that you need. So I don't know what hopes and dreams you have let go of. I don't know what pain you're holding on and what hurt and toxic relationships or situations that you're holding on, but they're killing your dreams and your hopes. And I know you remember your dreams, and I know you remember the hopes that you used to have. It's time to let go of that which is holding you back. It's time to let go of that which has shut up the woman that you are. My question today as I close is, what are you afraid of? In the book of Ruth, you read how Ruth let go of her family, her friends, and all she'd ever known because she wanted different. She knew that going with Naomi would be her road to destiny. In leaving her past, she was ready for something new. She was leaving all that which she was comfortable with. She was leaving a place that held all her childhood memories and all the memories she had of her husband. The very place where she had gotten married, she was leaving. It was all she had ever known. She must have been scared. Scared of letting go. Scared of what the future held. But you know what? She decided to go to a new people. A new place she had never been to. She was ready to behold a new thing. And you know, in her letting go, it led her to her man Boaz. And this Moabite woman, Ruth, became a part of the genealogy of Christ. Isn't that amazing? How letting go brought such greatness in her as a woman. A greatness she never would have lived to see had she held on to her past. Has she held on to places? Had she held on to people? What are you holding on to today? What are you refusing to let go of? Is it people? Is it places? Is it an organization? Is it a relationship? Whatever it is it worth you missing out on your destiny? The word of God says, behold, I do a new thing. Do you want to behold your new thing? If you do, it's time to let go.